Hello.
Hello, Augustine.
Yeah, hi, Sheila.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Yeah, I would prefer thinking about it. You write the first draft. We can talk about how I envision the content.
So, since we divided the book into sections, so you want us to write the first part for Roads to Health, right?
Yes. Okay, so the first part, the way the book is written, is health, money, and love. Yes. So I'm on health. The way I see I had envisioned the content is to talk first about what are the most frequent causes of death in developing countries. Okay. So then, second would be prevention of these diseases. Okay. And then third would be more or less a short explanation of physiology of each system in the body. I mean, gastrointestinal, renal,
Yes, I understand.
hepatic, what each system does, okay? Then, talk about nutrition, exercise, in nutrition, the requirements of fats, carbohydrates, proteins, good nutrition. Talk about exercise, talk about nutrition, also about vitamin supplements or other mineral supplements. At some point, I would like to talk about mitochondria. Are you familiar with mitochondria?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so mitochondria is spelled MITOCHONDRIA. These are the organelles within the cell that produce energy. Okay. And dysfunction of mitochondria is part of most conditions, including aging. Aging is the most frequent disease. Yes, we all have this disease. Well, mitochondria is, among other things, a condition where the aging process is due to malfunction of mitochondria.
Oh, I see.
So, among nutrition, there is going to be to prevent health, supplements of nutritional elements, including supplement of mitochondrial substances, substances or products that improve mitochondrial function.
I see.
That is a part of physical health, yes. I think that I would like to talk also about the mental health, how important it is, not only to, because among conditions that are frequent, there's going to be cancer, there's going to be heart diseases, there's going to be mental diseases, including Alzheimer's, autism in children. Those are neurological disorders, yes, but then the mental health, how important it is to have no, to prevent stress and to prevent an environment that can cause the most frequent diseases that includes depression, anxiety. Those are maybe environmental somehow. I mean, there's a genetic component, there is an environmental component, and then how, for example, the pandemic has been an experience of everybody that has caused significant mental health, including depression, anxiety, other conditions are more or less more genetic, like bipolar, etc. But anyway, the importance of mental health is very important.
Augustine?
Yes.
I'm going to stop you there for a second. Mental health is part two. I want to talk about part one first. In order to make a first draft, I'm going to need one favor from you. Since you are the expert in this specific field, I am the expert in writing, but I'm going to need you, I need some details from you about the things related to medical that you want to talk about, like the one you just mentioned. What was that again? Sorry, that's mitochondria, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if specific medical terms that you want mentioned or things you want us to research, can you do me a favor and just for the physical health part, can you send a list to Lisa that has like a compilation of things you want to talk about in the physical health part so we can make a draft on that, okay?
In the physical part, what do you mean?
No, I'm not saying the physical health part. The first draft is going to be related to physical health, right?
Yes. Physical, yeah. You mean non-mental.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to work on those. We're going to work on those. So first, let's deal with the physical health part. I need you to send me the, you know, medical terms that are involved or any specific cells you want to mention.
So you want me to repeat what I have told you in writing, maybe a little bit more expanded.
Yeah, because that would help us really understand. And, you know, but the rest of the writing team is also there. I can't just, you know, be the only person who understands this. So it would be better if it's in writing. Would it be possible to do that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So for each part, we're going to work with this one. I'm going to give you a call. We'll talk about it. Then we'll see what is possible. And then you'll give a small write-up of things you want
to... So let me see if I can write that down between today and tomorrow, okay?
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, tomorrow or day after, it's fine. Then we'll start working on the draft, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Well, first, nice talking to you. Sheldon, how do you spell the name? Sheldon?
Yes, correct.
Okay, good, good. Okay, my name is Augustine.
Augustine.
You already know.
It's been a pleasure talking to you as well. You seem like an expert on, you know, health and...
Well,
general.
I don't know if I'm an expert or not, but the issue is the most important things in life are not taught anywhere. Middle school, high school, college, maybe you go to a business school, then you learn about money management, savings, investments, but nothing health. In medical school, I didn't even have a course on nutrition. And many medical students, including the United States, they don't get that exposure, not even in medical school.
Mm-hmm.
And then the relationships, people read books when they are at the point of divorce, books that should have read at the point of having a relationship, so to make sure that at least they could prevent some of the problems, yes?
I
so,
understand.
And that's what makes people happy, you know? Happiness is based on these three issues, and nobody teaches this. So I'm sure that there are many books about self-help that touch upon some of these aspects, but I don't know if anybody has the whole thing together, you know, health, money, and love.
That's a very good concept. That's a very good one. That's why we're working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to stay connected with you from time to time on each draft. We'll have a small talk so I have a better understanding of what you want from us. Okay.
Sure. I am now at home, and then this phone is a better connection, but the practical phone number for me, I mean the way to connect with me is my cell phone, because if I'm not at home, then I can pick it up. But we can schedule the meeting.
Yeah, I'll ask Lisa for that. Lisa can schedule a meeting for us, and then we'll, you know, if you're available, when you're available at home, because this line seems a lot better than the previous one, so we'll make arrangements that way. No problem.
Okay.
Perfect.
Very good. Sheldon, a pleasure talking to you, and thank you for calling me.
Welcome. It's been a pleasure as well. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.